Like many, I came to Chekhov's short stories via the plays. There are a number of stories I could pick as favourites, but the one I'd really like to rewrite is Kashtanka. Why? Well, as a children's author, I feel it has all the ingredients that would appeal to a child. It's a story about a mongrel dog, Kashtanka, who has an unkind master and son who gets lost in a snowstorm. Kashtanka is taken in by a clown who runs his own theatre show, training a cat, a goose and a pig to perform circus tricks. It's told in short chapters, a plus for a children's story. Children enjoy the surreal, and the clown's troupe of cat, goose and pig make for an incredibly visual story. Indeed, in 1994, the Russian artist Gennady Spirin, with the translator Ronald Mayer, published the story as a picture book. The illustrations are splendid, but I'm left unhappy with the translator's happy ending, which, although it may be appropriate for a young age, leaves out what I feel to be the implicit question of the story. Let me give you a little of the story's gist. Kashtanka's master is a carpenter who neglects him, sometimes beats him, and forgets to feed him, while his son, Fedyusha, torments him. One of Fedyushka's most agonising tricks is to tie a piece of meat to a thread and give it to Kashtanka, and then, when she has swallowed it, he would, with a loud laugh, pull it back again from her stomach. The clown circus master, who takes Kashtanka in, feeds him well, gives him a mattress to sleep on, teaches him tricks and gives him praise, plus the dubious company of the cat, goose and pig. There are interpretations of this story which see it as posing a difference between a peasant's life and that of a more civilised city life. To me, the story poses the question, which, as a child, would you choose? To live with a foster carer who feeds you and looks after you, or your own folk who don't? The reason the story speaks to me in this way is that for a number of years I was a volunteer on the Scottish Children's Panel. This, to my mind, wonderful organisation was set up to support vulnerable children and young people. A panel of three meet in long legal hearings to decide on the welfare of a child. The emphasis is on needs rather than deeds. One of my strongest memories from my time on the panel is of children of neglectful and uncaring parents. Given the choice of home or foster care or a state children's home, the child inevitably chose home, however awful. Sometimes I thought children were more capable of love than adults. Sometimes I thought the pull of home just incredibly strong. So it is for Kashtanka. Performing her circus tricks in the theatre, she's spotted one night by her master and the awful Fedyushka. There in the audience, up in the gods. Ah, there's the smell of home. The carpenter's varnish and glue, the wood shavings to sleep on. Yes, Kashtanka leaps the stalls, the circle seats, and is back with her master. No, not a picture book, but maybe something longer, maybe padded out, maybe a junior novel.